prophets, they act as an alarm in the spirit. When I come and I tell you, I am not soothsaying, neither fortune telling you. I am not a fortune teller. I don't come and tell you about fortune things that will happen. I am telling you so that you should act upon the word. Am I talking to you?
Yes,
sir. I'm not telling you as a fortune teller to say, oh, something good is going to happen. And I come here and I was sitting to come and tell you something nice. I am telling you what God said. I will do a thing that someone will live to remember. This is how. Matthew 7 verse 7. The scripture says, Ask
and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
I want you to say with me, I tell. Crow. Say it again. I tell. Zetel. Crow. Now, are you hearing that?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, say hi.
Hi.
I tell, you know. The word ask, it is the word I tell. When they were writing this Bible, they wrote it in Greek, not in English. So they interpreted from Greek to English. Now, when they were writing it, they didn't write ask. They wrote I tell. Number one. Then there's a word seek. And you shall find. The word is seek. They didn't write seek. They wrote zeiteo. The word knock. They didn't write knock. They wrote crowo. These are three prophetic vibrations in the spirit. There are three vibrations. The first one in the spirit, let me just put it in a very simple way. There are three levels of prophetic prayers. Number one, it is what we call aiteo, which is to ask. Tell your neighbor, ask. Now, the word ask, what is it in Greek? What is it in Greek? Now, the word I tell simply means to request what you don't have. For example, I need healing. I need a breakthrough. I need deliverance. That is to aiteo. When you are asking for something from somebody. Now, anyone else here who's asking God for a miracle? Can I see a person? Now, that is aiteo. Aiteo is when you are asking. Now, I'm going to show you this. Can you stand up? Come over here. Right now, this, for example, is a billionaire.
I receive money. It is done.
I'm not saying you are. Your village people can bewitch you. And the village people said, ah, so he has been a billionaire this while, and we are suffering. Now, imagine he's a billionaire. Now, there is one thing that most people do not understand. I can meet you, and I can give you whether 5 million or 3 million. It does not mean you are a millionaire. Because I have given you millions. No. A millionaire, it is not what you have. It is who you are. Let me go this direction. I can see there are many millionaires. I can give you millions. I have given people millions. But they never became millionaires. I have seen people touching millions. Being a millionaire, it is not what you have. It is who you are. Louder? Yes. Now, so if I look at this man and I ask of millions, if this man will give me millions, what I have done, I have asked what he has. In that, it is to Aiteo. I am asking what he has to give me. Sit down a little bit. Tell your neighbor again and say, may this be in your mind. Being a millionaire, it is not what you have. It is. Can I go ahead? Can I go ahead? Are you sure I can go ahead? This level of Aiteo, it is a childish level. When you are a baby in the spirit, you are Aiteo. You beg. You ask. So we have people asking right now. Father, Lord, I'm asking. I need healing. That is to Aiteo. This is a place where God can say yes, or he can say no. But remember, Jesus didn't just stop at asking. He went to another level. So he said, ask. He didn't stop there. So the starting point is asking. There are many preachers today, many pastors, and many men of God who are still operating at Aiteo. Father, Lord, I'm praying. I'm asking for healing. It is a good level, but it is the beginner's level. Ask your neighbor, are you a beginner or? Tell them, so why are you still at Aiteo? No, come on. You ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, why are you still at Aiteo? If you open your Bible, you will see three groups of people on the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Now you see a group of people, when they're at a place, the kingdom of God will come down. Yes. Thy will be done. That's another level. These are people who, when they're at a place, the will of God. So, thy kingdom come. These are people who operate in miracles. If I begin to pray for people here, you will see the kingdom of God, healings, things happening. Because Jesus said, go and heal them and cast out demons and tell them the kingdom of God has come. So when you are seeing miracles, it means you operate at bringing the kingdom of God on earth. Then we have thy will. These are people who teach the word, the will of God. So when people are operating from the teaching, they're operating from what? The will of what? To be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then we have the lowest level. Give us this day. So we have another group of people. All they know is asking for bread. While others, they are bringing the will of God on earth. And while others are bringing the kingdom of God down on earth. And others are begging for bread. Did you hear that? So we have other people who all they know is either you're asking for bread, or you are bringing the will of God, or you are bringing the kingdom of God down. You are either operating on the three. Either asking for, or bringing, or on the kingdom. But get this teaching properly. Asking, it is for beginners. I asked the question, how many are asking for breakthroughs? No, it's not wrong to ask. But it is for what? We start from there. But we don't stay there. Can I show you something? So the Bible says ask, then says what? Seek. Now meaning to say, when I begin to ask for healing and I'm not getting the healing, I must change the dimension to seeking. Now seeking is zaiteo. Now to zaiteo means to search. Now, let me just show you something. All right? Now, just give me this. All right. Now, hold it. Now, I am asking from him. Stand up. Come. All right. Now, I'm asking from him. I'm asking for a green Bible. And he is not giving. Can you give me the green? Just stay quiet. Just be looking at me. Can you give me the green Bible? Give me the green Bible. That is, I tell. When he is not giving, the Bible says, seek. Now, he's still standing here. He might say, get it. But I'm not seeing it with him. So to seek, it means now I'm looking. He says I should get it. You know, he says I should get it. You get it? Then I remove it from his back. Wait, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You have moved from asking into what? So how do you seek? This is where I want you to hear this. To seek, it means to search. And this searching is not physically and manually. Number one, this is a place you begin to seek God. Let me say it again. If I ask money from this man, and I am having the money. If he gives me the money, are you still there? Are you still there? If I'm asking money from this man, it does not mean I'm a millionaire. But I must seek what makes him to be who he is. There are many people asking for bread, but not the baker. There are many people in this room, and some are watching me now. They are looking for knowledge, but not the knower. There are people seeking for healing, but not the healer. When you ask, you begin to seek, to search. Because when you ask, it shall be given. But when you seek, it is you who finds. Listen to this. Father, help us. When I am seeking for something, this is not seeking of looking with your hands. Number one, you can find it through revelation. You begin to seek what verse in the Bible speaks of my miracle. That is seeking. Tell your neighbor, are you getting this? You are moving from asking to seeking. Imagine that you are looking for a breakthrough, for example. Or you are looking for deliverance. You are in a complex situation. You begin to seek. Seeking may mean searching the scriptures. What does the scripture say over my situation? Psalm 103, verse 7. I want everybody to read together.
He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel.
Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go read.
He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel.
In John 5, verse 39.
You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me.
So the scripture in NKJV says what? You search in the scriptures.
You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me.
Now I want you to look at your neighbor. Say, whatsoever you've been asking, are you seeking God? Are you seeking the word of God concerning that which you are praying for? Now ask them, what does God say concerning what you're asking? As long as you do not have the answer, you are not operating on the seeking. So number one, we seek by searching the scriptures. Number two, we seek by listening to the Holy Spirit. There was one man who was sitting at the pool of Bethesda, waiting that whenever they be stirring of the water, he must also enter. Yet his healing was not in entering the water. It was in taking his bed. When Jesus came, he never said, now that I'm here, go in the water. No, his healing was in just picking his bed. And he will be healed. Some of you, your miracle, it is just in fasting. You'll be healed. Some of you, your deliverance, it is just in giving the poor. Didn't hear. When you seek, how would I be healed? How would this miracle happen? When you that is seeking, you want to find the formula. This is not asking. This is now you are seeking. Are you there? Imagine your miracle is in giving tithe. But you are busy in church. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Listen. God did not say the floodgates and the windows of heaven opened by singing. He says they opened by tithing. And here you are singing. Open the floodgates. They don't open by singing. So when you know the formulas, this is when you know what to do. This is beyond asking. You are seeking to find out. Am I talking to you? Everyone else, there is a certain access which all what it's waiting for, it is for you to discover. Because imagine you're praying for healing. I'm praying. I want to be. You are not being healed. I promise you, your healing is just in something. They are just packed into something. That's why you must move from the asking into seeking. Because Jesus didn't just say ask. Jesus said seek. Imagine Jesus finds you on a well. You'll be thinking you'll help me to enter the well. But he does not do that. Imagine he finds you doing a business. And your business is, for example, of Forex. You will think he will help you in the Forex. Imagine him saying, no, you're not doing Forex. You are doing this. He never said you enter the water. He said, take your mat and go. The healing was somewhere else. If this man knew the formula, he could have picked his mat long time ago. And he could have left. Most of you here, you are still in that location. Because you have not discovered where God wants you to operate. I have come here to tell you, the anointing of seeking is being released. Somebody says, Etel. I'm trying to speak a mystery to those who can get it. So when you are asking for something and it's not coming, move from asking to seeking. This is when you say, Lord, I ask you. No. You don't say, give me. You now pray prayers of seeking. Lord, reveal to me. Lord, speak to me. Lord, now in this moment you are seeking, God can give you a prophetic prompt. where you are just prompted in your spirit. A very good example. You are pregnant, and then a thought comes in you. What if I lose this baby? My friend, it's not just a thought. God has dropped that thought. Cancel the miscarriage in prayer. Pray in the name of Jesus against miscarriage. There is no way that thought can just come in you. That's why you end up losing it. Because you did nothing. Even if when God prophetically revealed it to you. Imagine you are thinking in your house. Hey, so what will happen if I die? How will my kids live? My friend, it's not just a thought. Death is standing at your house. It is standing at your door to kill you. Wake up and decide, rebuke you, death. Because already there is a stirring in the spirit. There is no way you can be thinking of what will happen when I die. It's not a thought. God is showing you. Death is knocking at the door. Command that spirit to come out. This is when you're operating at seeking. God begins to reveal. He speaks. He stirs you up. I feel so bad when I see people in the prophetic church. Clueless. Just leave it like this. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. Another person comes to them and says, have you heard about this? This. Oh, wow. Wow. Don't do that. Another person did that business and it didn't work. Oh, let me remove my money. Even if when God said, do it. But you didn't even know it was God. You see, time has come when you guys must learn to be intelligent in the spirit. Tell your neighbor, come on, look at your neighbor in the eye. Say, neighbor, grow up. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Imagine every time all you do is, Lord, give me this. Begin to seek. Where is my miracle? Can you imagine you're asking God for a job and he's not giving you a job? Move from asking. Go to seeking. In his seeking, you will receive a prophetic prompt that my job is in that company. Now, if I have a prompt that my miracle is there, what is the next step? That's where it now says, Crowo. Knock. And the door will open. Now, I'm trying to talk to somebody. Now, I ask God for a job, and it's not coming. I seek, and I have a prompt to say I should apply at United Nations. The moment I will go and knock there, what will happen with the door? So the formula of prayer, it is in the levels. When you are asking and there is no answer, that's why there are many people in church today. They look so spiritual in church, hallelujah. But there is nothing God answered in them ever. They look nice, hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. They look so spiritual, like amen. Ah, God is good. Ask them what you were asking God 2 years ago. I used to ask him. They even stopped. They started asking another thing, they stopped. They have got a master's degree in asking. They ask this, they leave it. Nothing, but somehow they are still in church. They don't give up. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, what you were asking God 2 weeks ago, are you still asking God? Yeah, yeah, amen, amen. Do you know why? Because they do not want to grow. Asking has got a limit. When you ask for deliverance and it's not coming, when you ask for marriage, it's not coming. Graduate to seeking. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to somebody? When you now seek, this way you are searching in the realms of the spirit. I prophesy that you are moving from asking to seeking and to open doors. Did you hear what the Bible says? It says knock, and what will happen? It never says you ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door shall open. This opening is an automated doors. When you seek, you start operating in doors that will start opening by themselves. This is when access you will have on your own. Once you enter the house, it will be up to you now to go to the fridge, to go to the bedroom. It is up to you. You receive unlimited access. So when I say this is the access oil, I am now teaching you that don't just ask with it. Seek with it. Anoint yourself and say, Lord, speak to me. Where is my miracle? How will my miracle happen? Oh Lord, reveal unto me. What strategy can I apply? Show me where my boyfriend is. I want to get married. Where is my husband? I gave a prophecy to a woman. I said, listen. I said, on Tuesday, be at a shopping mall. A man who works at the bank will pass by. And when he greets you, don't play difficult. And I said, when he greets you, I said, accept the greeting. And when he says he wants to talk to you, don't refuse. Everything, your answer must be yes, 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 yes. Now imagine the lady had come from USA and she came to see me here and she went back to her country. I told her the name of the mall and the street. And I said, this man is not a believer. But guess what? The first day, tell him the day he will talk to you. Tell him that you are from a prophetic church. And I said, that evening, he will watch a service with you of me. First date. Now she left, she went. Huh? On Tuesday. Boom. She I said she should be there at 10 o'clock. 6 o'clock in the morning, she was already there. Turn about sick, and you shall find. 10 o'clock, a man showed up. He was passing by. The first one, she said, is this guy? Ah, no, it can't be this guy. And she made a mistake. She greeted him. And the man was not the one I was talking about. The man was so rude. He didn't even ask, just went. She said, but I was told at 10 o'clock. 5 minutes past 10. Another man was passing. And he was pushing the trolley. And he comes to put closer to where she is. And he says, hi. Hi. And the man said, wow, you look so friendly. Do you know me? A conversation started from there. Because she was prepared to be what? Friendly. She was just so, no, I don't know you. How are you? Who are you? And they began to chat. Ah, the man was so interested. So what do you? They began. Can we meet in the evening for dinner? Ah, of course. We can even do it right now. How do you eat dinner during lunch? In the evening, they were meeting at a restaurant. And guess what? I had a program on Tuesday. How God works. I had a program on Tuesday of partnership. And she's a partner. So, she said, I'm having a church program. Can I watch? She even forgot what I said, that the man is not a believer. The man said, oh, yeah. They said, can I watch with you? As they are watching together like this, I said, I'm seeing a man in America. You have been having a problem of itching. And it was actually him. I said, that problem is gone. That problem is gone. I didn't even know it was him I was talking about. And I didn't even know they were together. The man said, this man is very powerful. When they left each other, when he went to his house, he watched YouTube the whole night. In the morning, he was calling him, take me to Malawi. And he never said he wants to marry the woman. When they came on the prayer line, the man whispered in my ears, I'm a prophet. I want direction. The woman next to me, I want her to be my wife. What is God is saying? I even forgot I gave a prophecy to this woman. And I said, yeah, I have an affirmation. She is. Next, I moved to the woman. The woman whispers in my ears, the man you said will meet me at a mall is this guy. Is he the one? I said, hey. I said, face each other. I said, look at each other. I said, you're a husband and you're a wife. Go and get married. As I'm talking to you now, the woman is, they got married. The woman is pregnant. Receive your Zeteo. Am I talking to you? I'm not just talking these things. Even you have a testimony, right? On marriage. I also spoke to you, right? I'm like, tell your neighbor, move from just asking. Say, Zeteo. This is where you it's beyond. This woman had asked for marriage for a long time until she was now seeking, and she came to see me as part of seeking. When you seek, you will find. Take your Bible. Read your Bible. Seek for your miracle in your Bible. That is seeking. What people are looking for right now is Kroo. Door should open. My friend, there must be Zeteo first. Seek. Find out. Where is my testimony? Where is my problem? Some of you, it is you who is the problem. We're not just saying October to remember. October to remember. We are seeking. The first prayer we are praying today is, Lord, where is my miracle? Where am I wrong? Where do I go wrong? Where do I make mistakes? Lord, where is my testimony? Lord, where is my answer? Reveal to me. Speak to me. Within this month, God will give you a sign. Either you are going to have a dream which will speak to you what's happening or what you must do. Number two, you might receive a word of prophecy either from me or from someone you pray together with. Number three, you may receive a prophetic prompt where you just gonna have this feeling in you. You will receive a burden over a certain thing or a certain acceptance or a certain rejection where you are going to say, no, I'm not gonna do that, or yes, I'm going to do that. There'll be prophetic things happening in this month. This is how doors are going to open. Look what your neighbor and give them a high five and say, receive it. Yeah.